Welcome, everybody. It is all about control. Mind control. Is your mind controlled? We discuss. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got a great guest co-host with me. His name's Tom Paulswitz. We've got Jess P.S. helping us in the booth today. And your input is always welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. First topic of the afternoon is free speech and censorship. And what actually, what does this look like in practice? What does the First Amendment in fact protect? What does it not protect? And what are the next 4 years going to look like, both within government and in the information sewer formerly known as social media? We're going to discuss that. I want to hear what your thoughts are. Are you having experiences on social media or trying to access information on government federal websites that is becoming disturbing to you? Are you completely fine with the fact that some federal websites are basically shut down? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Because it seems to me that the MAGAverse has claimed as if they're the ones that are protecting free speech. And we're going to get into that. But I think that that is a bald-faced lie.
Yes.
Absolute lie. And just for some context here, one of the first executive orders Donald Trump signed was one titled Restoring Freedom of Speech and Ending Federal Censorship. And in its preamble, it slammed the Biden administration for supposedly, quote, censoring American speech on online platforms. It asserts that, quote, government censorship of speech is intolerable in a free society and proclaims its intent to, quote, secure the right of the American people to engage in constitutionally protected speech free from interference by federal employees or federal programs. We need to unbundle this, and then we're going to go to the phones and the text lines. People, I think, are going to have a lot to say about this. You all are, of course, welcome. Tom, the First Amendment protects government speech being impaired by the government. It doesn't reach privately owned platforms, private businesses. You can tell somebody to get the heck out of your house. They can't stand in your living room and say whatever right. the heck they want. So the First right. Amendment only applies to government, right?
Well, I think it applies to more than that. It applies your ability to be able to say what you think. What it doesn't do, it shouldn't protect you from anything, any responsibility of whatever you say, and then the accountability of whatever actions other people take from it, right? And that, I think that's been proven over history. I think the bigger picture, though, you know, what has happened is we're almost in this post-fact world, where there's so many news organizations, platforms, whatever, have given up the idea of trying to, quote, fact check, because there's still debates about what are the real facts. And this goes back to, I think, Kellyanne Conway saying, you know, we should use alternative facts when we're discussing things. But bigger picture, the thing I've been thinking about is, all right, if you can say whatever you want, what is the responsibility you also have?
Yep.
And to me, that's the key. Because if you continue to provide disinformation and misinformation, what are you responsible for? What are you accountable for when it comes to the actions of other people because of that, those statements? And I think that's the area where we're in right now.
Absolutely. And what I meant to say by the First Amendment only applying to government is that it is the government which is constrained in its ability to prohibit, inhibit, censor, et cetera, speech. That yes. is not an absolute limitation, right?
Correct.
The government yes. can and has, and the Supreme Court has upheld limitations on child pornography, right? Exploitative materials on pornography itself. We also have upheld regulations and interpretations of law that cause an immediate threat to human health, safety, and welfare. People are pretty familiar with the idea that you can't stand up in a crowded theater and yell fire and go, oh, but that's my free speech right.
Right.
So I just mean, as a legal basis, part of the narrative that came out of the MAGAverse was the idea that the Biden administration was colluding with social media platforms to suppress certain kinds of speech. Right. And that is, there was no government regulation. There was no executive order. There was no directive. Nope. There was no legally binding. There was no even papered agreement. There were discussions about the very real national security risks that can come from basically troll farms in places like China and Russia that put out gobs of misinformation onto social media platforms that can help destabilize our democracy, promote misinformation about, you know, global pandemics and such.
That is
a big difference, right?
To be clear, that speech is about disinformation and misinformation. And Republicans were very upset that whatever they were doing was now being put, you know, it was basically the light was shown on it, and they did not appreciate that. And they want to have unfettered ability to be able to say whatever it is they want to say.
To put
a point on it, to lie whenever they want to.
And to hate, to put out some of the most vile content on social media platforms.
Yes.
The irony here, and there's twofold, and then I want to go to the text lines and the phones, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The irony here is twofold. One is, we know as soon as Elon Musk took control of the platform formerly known as Twitter, he started elevating what I'm going to call white supremacy content, highly discriminatory content, pro-Trump content. He was doing the very thing that Donald Trump and the MAGAverse complained of, suppressing speech that they didn't favor and elevating through manipulation of algorithm speech that they did prefer. That Mark Zuckerberg saying in a bended knee way while cutting a $25 million check to Donald Trump for the lawsuit against Meta, I'm not going to fact check anymore. Oh, but you're still using the algorithms to ensure that you are maximizing the monetization of content that drives engagement, which tends to be this vile, hate-filled rhetoric. We're going to return in just a couple of moments, folks. We're going to take your calls and texts. My special guest host, his name is Tom Paulswitz. Is Donald Trump actually the guy that's driving the suppression of speech and censorship? We discuss. I've given you irony number one of their mantling themselves with the American flag and saying, we're free speech warriors. I'll give you irony number two when we come back. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.